This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The first embassy overseas for the new Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, to Central America, to Panama City, to sit with President Mulino and to hear President Mulino retreat or adjust or amend Panama's relationship with the hostile and adversarial People's Republic of China. There is a long list here. However, the beginning is to pull back, to void the Belt and Road Initiative. Also, to make remarks consistent with the fact that U.S. warships will no longer be charged to come through a canal that the U.S. built. Also, there was a headline that Panama is now weighing breaking the relationship with Hutchinson Ports, the Hong Kong-based company that has port facilities at both ends of the canal. There may be more coming, but I want to just note here the significance of the Secretary of State going to Central America as his first embassy. What does that mean, Evan, Central America first?
John, I think it reflects the priorities of the Trump administration, which are remarkably more focused on Latin America in general than previous administrations have been. And that's reflected in having a Secretary of State and others, a national security advisor with strong ties to an experience in Latin America. But even within Latin America, I think it reflects attention to the border, the migration crisis, the drug crisis, as we've talked about before. As well as some of the other issues with China's presence in the region. And so it's interesting that for the moment, I think Mexico has been reserved for special treatment, perhaps also by others, including DHS and the Border Czar Tom Homan. But Marco Rubio, in looking at the states that had an interest in cooperating with us on asylum and migration flows. And so you see a choice of, again, countries like Guatemala, countries like Costa Rica, countries like El Salvador, where an important deal was just made with the Trump administration. But also a country like Panama, which, again, has received a lot of attention for the influence of China through Panama ports and through other projects. And so I think it's a reflection that because of the very things that are top of President Trump's agenda, migration, drugs, China, and then everything else, that that draws the presidency to those countries where those problems are both most acute and where we have willing partners that are looking to cooperate with us. And so it's for a region that has traditionally received probably too little strategic attention from those highest levels. I think it's a welcome thing. And yet at the same time, as President Mulino in Panama found, be careful what you wish for, because sometimes the full attention of the U.S. government is not always exactly what you want from the perspective of the politics of your country.
We're going to speak at length about Panama, but I want to understand how the new Secretary of State is viewed in the Americas world. He's of Cuban origin. His Spanish is, of course, perfect. And I believe the deputy is also an adept Spanish speaker.
Well, John, my friends and colleagues in Latin America are very, very attentive to the new team and the level of expertise about Latin America that implies. I can tell you that from the people that I've talked to, Secretary Rubio personally is very, very well regarded in Latin America. Again, there's the understanding, appreciation that he understands the culture, that he speaks the language. And I'm sure that despite the tensions, for example, in Panama with President Mulino over the issues at stake, that the fact that Secretary Rubio was able to have conversations in Spanish, right, in a way that reflects the ease with which he directs directs himself within that culture was very helpful in facilitating things. But also, as you point out, John, it's not just Secretary Rubio; it's Chris Landau, who is his deputy Secretary of State, who again was previously the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, who very much embraced with a very open style, a sincerely enthusiastic style, but also sophistication, Mexico's culture. So again, somebody who knows the region well and has experience working with it. Of course, the head of the National Security Council, again, Mike Waltz, who again, as
let's put it into action, Professor. Let's go to where there is not friendliness. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.